Normally, we pass it's also to eat meat and drink wine. And so, Aninus would preclude him from eating basa b'yayin, but no, since it's Purim, the Purim will override and say that he's chayav and he can eat basa b'yayin. But we also say the yochid. The Avelus, his personal responsibility of Avelus, Medochi Asei the Rabbim, the Raisa, Asei the Rabbim of the Raisa, which is, means with Dibre Kabbalah, of the Torah, of the Tanakh. The Yitzmach of Purim, Dibre Kabbalah, Nino Shem, Kedibre Torah, because the Chiyav to be Mesameach on Purim is a Chiyav on the Raisa level. But it's the Raisa level for the Klal, so he can't opt out, as it were. Hagobah Kolshkein Shekhai B'Mikra Megillah, so once that's true, we're going to put the mitzvahs of Megillah, etc., on him also, because that's part of the chiyuv of the tzibur to do. Now,
so what you say that we might think it's usher because it's learning? We don't consider learning, do we?
Well, normally Mikra Megillah he's an Einan. Einan is patterned off from all mitzvahs that say, normally. He doesn't say Shema, he doesn't say Shemon Esrei, he doesn't say Brachas. He's Chayv and Loisa says, but any essay he doesn't do. So here we're saying this Einan is going to be Chayv and Mikra Megillah. We spoke about the Oval before and Mikra Megillah, and that's what we spoke about before in Sif Dalid, that he has a Chiyah and Mikra Megillah still. Now the Chiyah is a Chiddush over here is an Einan. Now, comes the Ramah and says, "Venerely, the Davka Belila." This whole argument over here, there are two elements in Aninus. There is the fact that the person's in a state of a tremendous tsar, which the Torah recognizes, and gives him a status of an Einan, which is, for example, in the Torah, the Kohen who's an Einan can't eat Kachim. If he does avoid it, he's possible, because that's the state of Aninus which generates that. Was the second concept that he has a chiyuv to bury his mace, and he's osik b'mitzvah in the sense that he's not even though he's not actively being osik on the mitzvah. Chazal removed other responsibilities from him to make sure he's focusing on taking care of the mace. So now we're saying that the state of simcha of the tzibra overrides his personal pain, but you still have the other issue of the osik b'mitzvah element. So how do you deal with that? So Ramah says, well, there's a difference between nighttime and daytime. The Davka Balila Alpha Bisha Mesa Mutalafana, even though he has the mace there, which normally means he's potter, but nighttime they don't bury usually. Alba Biyoim Sharoitza the cover, but daytime when he's busy with the burial elements, we already said before, Kurs Mesa Kaidim, Kamush is barely able to sin and tafresh pay Zion Sid Bays. So Adarab the Khiv to bury gets precedence. So l'chein karam ispala acharkach. So he would first bury and then read the Megillah and daven afterwards. After he's no longer anointed it. So you're not going to say that over here that the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah and those things override aninus, but go bury your mace. The olive miyom to v'shabbos k'mashni ispara le'basim and ayin olive k'en nirali. So even on Shabbos, where he can't actually bury, but if there are things which he's doing which are necessary for taking care of the mace, the example which the halacha brings is that sometimes the Mishnah Beit talks about their machshech al tchum. You have to go out to the edge of the tchum towards the end of Shabbos to be able to immediately after Shabbos go and get the orin, the tachrichim, the chalilin that they used to use for the hespedim. So the halacha is at that point in time he's potter for mitzvahs, because he's being Isaac and Kvorah. They have a rule of Isaac mitzvah, potter, and a mitzvah. So even though Shabbos and Yom Tov, that would be true. So Purim is not any worse, any better than that. Okay. Is that the Mishnah Berurah, Chaf Gimel, Sha'onin? Onin Nikra calls Manshal Nikra Hamis. The definition of Onin is that he's in the state of, in other words, Midaraisa, the Onin of the Torah was the day of the Ptira. So for our purposes, Onin continues till the mace is buried, even though it might be another day, another different day. So over here in Purim, he's mutar b'asav yayim. After that, mechaber liel develis nag b'purim. So now an oval is mutar b'asav and eat and drink wine. That's not the point. The point is, but an oinin is aser. And the same way, avelish is not in Purim, so the charaninus is not in Purim. So if he's an oinin, he can't eat meat and drink wine. No. He says, "Mekamakam aninus sirle the enonoy, because shakosav atam." So why isn't there aninus? Because aninus is a reflection of the pain, and in the midst of the rabbim to celebrate overrides that. Now here the Magen Avraham says almost it's going to be a steer to the end of the Ramah. When we look at the mitzvah of Simcha and Purim, when is the main mitzvah? By day, because the halacha is you do the Sudas Purim Aladi, not Yotze. So this halacha that the Simchas Purim overrides Aninus only makes sense by day. She'echal mitzvah Simchas Purim, do you may mishtiv a Simcha k'siv? Avaloi b'layloh, afilo b'layloh b'shana, even the, you know, the night of Yudal, and v'kosh kem alayloh shiva, obviously the night of Tezvav. Now, so then one second, but the Ramah said the exact opposite. Right, the Ramah said that this discussion is only Belila, by day the halacha is then Aninus Iskal. So the answer is, Terence is, like her rock, like Koi Rockling and Megillah, Tefillah, Kriyashma. So again, so let's explain the argument. So we said there's two elements in Aninus. There's one element in Aninus is the pain. The person's in a state of profound pain, and therefore so that stands up specifically against the mitzvah of Simchas Purim. And we're saying the Simchas Purim overrides the state of Aninus. That comes among the Romans, so that applies to the day, not to the night. Okay. There's the second element, which is that a person is an Oinin, is Oisik B'mitzvah, he's taking care of the Kfura, and therefore he's potter from mitzvahs which are not new Simchas. He's putter from Tefillah and Kriya Shema, etc. The reason why he's putter there is not because, well, that's happiness and he's sad. It's because he's a mitzvah. So the simplest Purim would not help for that conversation, and they have nothing to do with Simcha. So what's the issue? The issue is he's being Isaac Mitzvah, and that kept the Ramah. The Ramah said the Isaac Mitzvah is realistically only really by day, because that's when you would marry. But by nighttime, so now even though a normal Oinon is putter Belila also, because he's you know, thinking about it, preparing for it, etc. So over here, we'll say that the combination of the fact that it's Purim, we'll say at night time he should be chayiv. So that makes sense to those are chayiv b'layla, and these, and this is an issue of day, and that's an issue of night, and that makes sense. Okay.
What?
See, I'm not going to repeat the whole thing. V'koshken shechayiv b'mikra. So once you're telling me that he's mechuv d'misameach b'purim, so obviously he's chayv mikra megillah. What's the Lord mentioned? Kashem shebishvil mitzvah simchas ayoyim tachin es asay davelis vitanu b'vasav yayin. If the mitzvah of avelis is the aninus, which normally makes b'vasav yayin osur, is being overridden by Purim. B'vada ein roi lepotro b'layla mimikra megillah b'shar mitzvahs kiman shein derech l'kavra os. So we'll use the argument of the responsibility of Purim in conjunction with the fact that you don't normally bury Belila to be Mechayiv and Mikra Megillah and the other mitzvahs Belila. The Dharma Lo'ana Belil Yomtiv Sheni, the Harba Poiskim Chayivinu B'mitzvahs Mitam Zed. So this interesting thing, Kamosha, B'yomtiv Sheni, we paskin, you can bury a mace B'yomtiv Sheni, Ayyad Yakum. Could be even Ayyad Yatzma, but we do Ayyad Yakum. Once that's true, you're an oinon. But the poison said, even though that's true, since the derech is not to be covered by Lila, so stop an oinon, as soon as it happens, we give him to him an oinon, he's oinon day, night, day, whatever, until he buries. But by Leil Yomtiv Sheni, by Lila, he's not an oinon. Because the derech wasn't to bury then. So tomorrow you'll bury. So the similar type of idea over there also. There's a difference. First of all, the Leil Yomtiv Sheni Gufa Yesh Deas for poiskim. There's definitely a person who would say he's part of Belila also. Voy the Shama Kaponim Yomtivu. So in conjunction with the fact that it's really Yomtiv, Lachet Ein Chal Aninus Mach Mashen Derech Lekaver Belila. So the Yomtiv Betzim is a Tzirat Aninus. A and B, the Mash you don't bury. Mashen Kevin Purim the Ikra Simcha B'Yomhu Lila Daima L'Shar Lila Shalchal. we just argued from the previous Magen Avraham that the Iker Mitzvah Simchas by day. So why should the Mitzvah Simchas by day impact the night before and say, well, it's a regular weekday, he's not in the Belayla also. Elamai what? By a night of Yom Tov, we say that the combination of the fact that it's Yom Tov and the fact that you don't bear Belayla takes away Aninus. That's true. But over here, the Simchas B'Yom, not Belayla. So what is helping you? It's not the Derech. Well, it's never a Derech. You still, everyone is anointed by Belayla. It's not the Derech. So yeah, but since it's on his mind, he's trying to keep, make arrangements, whatever it is. So Chazal Pat. So that's Belayla. So what's changing Belayla? Because there's a Mitzvah Simcha. That's by day, not by night. The Vali Chalaninus, Avshein Derech Lekavrei. Any weekday, we say it's Chal. Hey Kosa, but Derech Chaim Legadal Nishma Kriyas Amigila Me'acher. He should not lane, because we're not sure that really he's Chayiv. So if somebody else reads, other person's Chayiv, someone else, if he's Chayiv, he heard. If he's not Chayiv, he doesn't have to hear. Okay. But by daytime, he said, Kavurs Mesa Kadam Kamashin Yisbar. This whole argument. So by is Belayla, that's when the Ramah is saying you're going to be chayiv in other mitzvahs. By daytime you're not going to read Mikra Megillah. Go bear your mace. But to learn the Shom Buchan the Lav Dafka Mace Mitzvah Chayim Akriyas and Megillah. So we didn't call Mace Ain Le Kervin Kadei Tzarch. Any person who needs to be buried, a Pegei by Kervin Tchila Machar Kach Kervei. So a person who's there has responsibility to take care of that. Now, Behinei. So therefore, by day, he's not chayav Mikra Megillah, he should first bury, and then he'll read the Megillah afterwards. B'emizkar kosa shamar ha-magan avram, the harbor poskim chol kamal su, asirilu, the chol meis, kriyas ha-megillah, kadam le-kamarose. They disagree, and they say that, no, kriyas ha-megillah goes first. Amechei noigim li-kravar la-achar yitzias beis ha-kinesis. We do first do Mikra Megillah, and then we bury. V'hech ha-magan avram, the Magen Avraham says, okay, so one second. So, that makes sense when you're talking about other individuals, not the people which are owning him. So we say, listen, you have mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, which is a mitzvah of the Tzibur. You have Kavurus Mace. There's enough time to do both, and therefore Mikra Megillah should go first. Okay. But what about the oinen? Our oinen, Eichu Chai, Mikra Kriyas Megillah, Haloi, who potsim call the mitzvahs? So he's not chayav mitzvah, so how can he read the Megillah now? Since he's not responsible for the kavura, he's not chayav mitzvah. So since he's responsible for the kavura, he's not chayav mitzvah. So how can he be yotzeh? Forget about whether he should, he can't. It's not going to work. Okay. Okay, Masakim Magen Avraham, the Apple Bisha Shama Kriya Betzibur, he grabbed the Shane as Akar Shadik Parameis. He should read it again. Now, however, the Sharsim points out without a bracha, because maybe the Maisa could be, you would be Yotze. We're trying to figure out why this din is true, but the Maisa, it seems to be that it is true, possibly, that a Yotze. So he says, read it again without a bracha. When you create Shema Tefillah, who kashar oinen b'mesachol, in regards to the other mitzvahs, so it looks like any week there that you bury, the lach is the kadam ha-kavura hu potter, lach ha-kavura, ayin le'ab seven ayin al, b'mishter b'ra, sifkat nidal, shom avur kol ha-pratim. See if the burial takes place early enough that there's still zman kriyas shema or zman tefillah she's chayiv in those mitzvahs. If by the time the kriya was taking place, it's ready after the zman, she's not chayiv in teshlumen because he was totally part of that point in time. Regards to saying brachas, he seems to say whether they do say they would say brachas. He brings the shield that since they were potter nikkur's man brachas in the morning, they're not mechuyev to say, but they seem to say that they're called correctly the yarchai and brachas. The brachas hashachar, because we hold nikkur that there's man is the whole day, so he parried the maize. Now it's his man. The tefillin das kamachredim the lo yuniach kadeil b'sim lamaches sefei. The rule is normally tefillin is not worn on the day of kavura. So, even if he buries the mace that day, in the morning, obviously, he doesn't put a tefillin, he's anointed. Even after he buries the mace, that day is not a day where he should put the crown, more than that, they don't wear the crown of tefillin on a day when your person really is, as it were, rolling in the dust, more than wearing crowns. So even on Purim, we're going to apply that concept also. So Shar Tzion says that brings an Eliyahu Rabbah that he brings the Magen Rum Derechayim and Chayyadim say you don't wear tefillin. Even if there's a Kor and Purim, they don't wear tefillin afterwards. Now your Rabbah says that they do because Purim is different than your regular day. Okay, so the Rambam says that you bury first and then you daven afterwards. But can't daven beforehand because he's an ardent. So the same way in Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's a patur from the person. How is that shaykh in Shabbos and Yom Tov? That'll be up to Sheni, Kishakayv, right? When you're burying your Sheni, so he gets it, and then he's not chayv and tefillah anymore. Because he's being Isaac in the arrangements for the Kavura. Came to Shabbos, Kishamach, Shachalat Chum, and Sarchit Kavura, who part of Ozmi, Kala Mitzvahs, Kishol Shkin Kam. So on Shabbos, when a person is facilitating doing the mitzvah by going to, let's say, the end of the tchum, in order to be able to, right away after Shabbos, run to take care of the needs for the maize, once he's in that mode, he's part of mitzvah, he's part of the mitzvahs. He's not chayav and tefillah anymore, even though it's Shabbos. So Purim would be the kavukar and the Purim would be the same thing. Okay. Sifches, we should be zarka that these issues should not be relevant. On Purim or any other day of the year. It's a little bit complicated, as you might have noticed, how to pass the halacha l'maaseh out of this sif. I think just quickly, the basic point is there's two elements in aninus. There's the simcha part, and there's the mitzvah part. Oisik b'mitzvah part. The simcha part, we're saying that the concept of Purim overrides it. But that the Magen Rambam says that's only really true by day, not by night. So therefore, by day he's mutter and basar yayin. By nighttime, he's not. Then possibly even Belila. Possibly even Belila, he's mutter and basar yayin. He said such a possibility, but he said doesn't. Then the Rambam came along and said he's also chayav mikra megillah. So he says, okay, by daytime he says no, do kavura first. So the conversation of aninus versus mikra megillah, according to the Rambam, aninus and kavura wins. So when are you saying that aninus chayav mikra megillah belayla? Why is that? Why says because it's ain derech lekavura oz. But then ain derech lekavura oz, it's true every single weeknight. And a person still under by weeknight, and he's not chayav mitzvahs. He doesn't say Shema. Well, it's because it's a conjunction with the Purim element. So he says, yeah, but the Purim element is by day, not by night. So he remains with finding the halacha of the Ramah difficult to understand. And the Rechaim says he should not let himself hear from somebody else. Now, when it comes to the daytime, what do you do? So the way the Ramah reads, what he should do is cover the mace, and then he reads the Megillah and does the other mitzvahs. On the other hand, he's butter basar yayin because it's the mishnah v'simcha. The mishnah berurah brings many pesukim who argue
basar yayin is butter
by day, not by night. By day, because it's the mishnah v'simcha.
They're not asir. We're talking about when he's still an onen.
Onen, right?
Uh-huh.
Right. All those mutter basar yayin.
But I thought by the morning he's buried. In our example, he has buried the mace. So now
he hasn't buried the mace yet. Is he allowed to have wine this morning? The answer is yes, because it's Purim.
And if he has buried the mace,
so then for sure he's mutter, and all those mutter basar yayin. The only problem is that oinon is also basar yayin. So that he said that the Machaber said that the mitzvah of Purim overrides the mitzvah of Purim, the simcha of Purim overrides the isur of aninus, the sadness part of aninus. So you let mutzvah basar yayin. The isur of mitzvah part that we said the Rambam saying the opposite. The kavura element takes precedence over mikra megillah because it's called buried a mace, which is what we said before. And that the mishnah berurah says. So we're splitting the two elements. We're splitting the simcha part from the kavura part, the mitzvah part, actually mitzvah part. But the poskim argue and say that you should do mikra megillah first, and the Magen Rambam says that's not chayav, it's not shayig by the einan himself, because he's responsible for the kavura now. So he says he has to hear it again afterwards. Mutar lisa isha b'purim. You're allowed to marry women.
He did it again.
Read it again. Yeah. Mutar Lisa, you ought to marry a woman on Purim. So the Mishnah Berurah Chavches, so we darshan, you cannot be do the mitzvah of getting married because then it's detracting from your being a semech in the chag. You're focusing on being semech with your wife. And Purim, the pasuk doesn't say any such limitations, so you can get married on Purim. The proper thing to do is to make the chuppah by day and then eat the following night. The minig is to accept the permission to get married on Purim itself. You should make two different suddas. Make the suddas Purim before the chasna, and be yotze b'simach the bePurim, and then you'll get married afterwards and have a suddah for that. Okay, let's see the Ramah.
In the place
of
15, just move everything up.
Right. This mutter, they're married in Purim, either the 14th or the 15th. Koshkin shemutter lasses pinyin haben, because we don't look at those that they're considered an act of simcha, that it's a stira to Yom Tov. You can't get married on Yom Tov, you can make a pinyin haben on Yom Tov. Mashin ogo lilbush partsufim bepurim. That which people wear masks on Purim, we gather lovers simless isha, isha kligera. The people wear other men wear women's clothing, and vice versa. And it's a bedaber meachas shem mechavne al the simcha b'halma. So he brings some people which are mekel. We'll see the mishabura about this. That your kavanah is not the shame of the levisha; it's the shame of the it's fun. So that's mutter. The came the levisha's kilayim drabonon. Wearing shatnas derabonon, not shatnas deraisa, shatnas derabonon. Chazal, we're leaning into Purim because your kavanah is not l'shem levisha. However, v'yesharim and da'aser, some disagree. I'm a minute because we're rishono. That we'll see in the Shabura that they some people take don't like this. Chem le'adam achaytem mizeh derech simcha, emizeh mishal lo'sigzol. It's not considered stealing. People do it because therefore the people expect it. But if there's some takana of the city not to do something, you have to abide by that. Okay. Zog the Mishabura Chavtes Pinyan Abano Bismila Bizayin Simcha Kokach the Yeshach Behu Lomer and Marvin Simcha Besimcha. The issue of two conflicting simchas doesn't apply by Bismila or Pinyan Abano. It's not the same level of simcha as a chasna that's considered a steer one to the other. The same way you can do it on Yom Tov. So now he said the Sudas Bris and the Sudas Pinyan Abano. The issue of simcha is the suda, not the bris. Okay.
You can't do a
pidyon haban and yom. You could do a suda's pidyon haban and yom tov. Harishayna, I'm yerdei asim kufei bei shekosu shomataz. It's the gei cholamoid. See, cholamoid has a din of simachta bechagecha will be ishtocha. You can't get married cholamoid. You can make this pidyon haban on cholamoid. This idea of wearing other men wearing women's clothing and vice versa, he doesn't see the heter, and he should be mevatel it. Hein b'purim, or b'simchas asuin, whether by chasid you get dressed up. B'chein kasa be'ergar l'sham, the be'ergar l'sham also writes that.
Is this going on kilayim also?
It's going back and everything, yeah. But that kufay beis is the halachas of simchas kli gever. And once it's true that it's usur, so the halacha is you shouldn't dress up children like that either, because you're a minister, you can't be suffering serve a dime, you can't feed them something which is usur. Bim kolam abushim shall ish rak mabush echad shall isha vini karam heim efter shein limchus behem. Rashi shitas in general, the issue is only if you totally dress over. We other Rishonim argue in Rashi, but at least there's a Rashi to be semichan that the iser is only if the person changes over totally. If a person is clearly wearing men's clothing, he puts on a lady shetel, And he's wearing a tie suit, pants, jacket. He looks like a man. We're wearing a lady's sheitel, you know. So, according to Rashi, that'd be mutter. So, that much you can say that we're not machiv. Efshur sheinim chesbehem. Maybe we don't have to. We don't have to be meicha. Right? You like that lesson? Maybe we don't have to be meicha. Because the gedolos b'shlosh is here, but the harchik mizeh. They all said stay away from all of this stuff. If I grab food, I can make a brach on it. Because you can't make a brach on stolen food. It's an insult to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but over here it is. This is not the action of people which act properly. Stay away from klayim, stay away from grabbing from people. The whole thing is nishkein. Then there's an Arch HaShulchan, which the Master Dishra quotes, that he says that nowadays we're lacking in the true Simcha anyway, so this whole Heta doesn't make any sense. So the minhag nowadays is not to do this. Minhag
is not to do
men to women, women to men, klayim to rabbanon, grabbing from people, none of these things.
Grabbing people's food?
Yeah.
Isn't that gazela?
That's just saying no. That's what Ramah was saying. That since everybody expects it, that's part of the excitement of Purim. You grab, you Samela, it's not considered gzeila.
Where's there a limit to it? I mean,
so we said before from Shlomo Zalman, he says, it's the heter is simcha, it has to be there a simcha Purim. If it's not, it's because the guy's wild, that's not a heter. And he says, you got to think long and hard where the line is, whether you're really doing it for one for this the Purim part or for this or the for the wilderness part.
Yeah,
okay. Okay. Kind of makes kriyas a megillah ad leil sudas Purim shem shnei leilus v'yom echad. It starts after the megillah by night, and it continues into the night of the meal of Purim, which goes into the next night usually. So it's two nights in a day. Okay, Tav Reis Sadi Zayin. Enter Metachina B'Yadal B'Tesvav Shabbat Rishon Medin Tainus V'Hesped B'Hem. Yom Yadal B'Tesvav Shabbat Rishon Enafan Alpaneim Vein Armer Mizmor Yan Chasha B'Yom Sora Mestur B'Hesped B'Tainus. So in some ways it's considered like Purim. You can't say a Hesped or fast, but Avoshar D'Rom Ein Noigim B'Hem. It's not considered, but you don't do the mitzvah say of Purim. Some say that they disagree. It's not really Purim, and therefore a Hesper and Tanis would be Mutter. The minute Kesar Rishona, the minute Ramah says that we answer it. For us, the 14th of Adar, we have a chiyuv to some way celebrate. It should be more than a regular day. But Vein Noigin came. So the Shulchan Aruch ends off, the Ramah ends off with the phrase of a Vatayv Lev is always happy, so it's not what, you might as well be happy that day also. The Shar Tshuva has a beautiful piece. He talks about that there's two Tamidim. We bring two Karman Tamid. There's two Tamidim. So the Shulchan Aruch ends off with Tov Lemisha Tamid, so it ends off with the word Tamid. And he starts off with the first halach of the Ramah, and Sif Aleph is Shuvis Hashem L'Negdi Tamid. So our two Tamidim are having Hashem's presence in front of us always, and being a Tov Lev, which is Mishta Tamid, is always a happy person. The combination of the Yira and the Simcha is the way we're supposed to go. So that's that we're supposed to be Mekayim, the two Tamidim. Let's see the Mishta Berurah. It's not the day of Purim, so you don't say Alanisim. On the other hand, we have a rule, if you say something which is not relevant to the day, so it's a hefsek in the Milosh Manasseh, and you have to go back. Well, that it's not. So if it falls on another Monday or Thursday, so you wouldn't say the Keler Chapayim either. Why? For us, Ashkenazim, the Lamaseach Yancho, the Keler Chapayim, Shavim Hema. Those are equal.
Keler Chapayim is by...
Right before you take out the Sefer Torah. You said it's a small paragraph, but that's with the words Keler Chapayim. So whenever you don't say Lam Tzech, you don't say Keler Chapayim. Whenever you do say Lam Tzech, you do say Keler Chapayim. People think that you don't say Tachanun, you don't say Keller Chapayim. That's incorrect. There are many days you don't say Tachin, you still say Keller Chapayim is connected with Lamatzeach, not with Tachinim. Mizmer la'osav b'purim katan mekarmes yesh b'lavuv she'en amrim mersu b'chol yom she'en amrim tachanun yesh akam asho amrim rak b'yom ha'wa en amrim mizmer la'osav he'en amrim Frankfurt the oider Frankfurt on the oider not on the main
what does oider mean?
That was the name of the river. There was Frankfurt there was two rivers. There was the main river and there was the Oder river. That was the name of the two German rivers. So there's two Frankfurts. I'm not sure exactly what this Mizmer Liosov is referring to. That they, somewhat, they had some type of minig to say it on a regular basis. It talks about the Churbans. You don't say it in days which are happy. But you don't say Tachanun. In Chalpur, Kalten B'Shabbos, so that's possible that Yudal or Tetzvav could fall out of Adar Aleph could fall out on Shabbos. In Armim Tikoscho, you don't say Tikoscho. That abbreviation stands for the three psukim of Tikoscho. The first one starts Tikoscho. Second starts Vit Tzikoscha, and the third one starts Tzikoscha, so it's called Tzadi Vavtzadi. Misha Erelo Neis Ba'odur, but Kibal Alatz Velasus Tamad Yoy Mishra B'Simcha. Siona took whatever, the 23rd of Odur, it's always a happy day for him. So now, Im Ere B'Shana Pshuta, Oysa B'Rishon. So in a year where it's only one Odur, it's very easy. If it happened in a year where there's two Odurs, so you celebrate it in the Odur that it happened in. If you happened in a Shana Pshuta, now it's a Shana Muberis, which order do you celebrate it? So you celebrate in the first order. Why is that? So we pointed out before that the according to the Ramah, the Iker order is the first order. The fact that we keep Purim in the second order is because there's a concept that more says you want to be Masma Gula Lagula, we want to connect the Gula of Purim with Gula of Pesach. It's not because the Iker order is the second order. The Iker order is the first order, and the second order is the extra month. So therefore, he should celebrate it in the first order. Now, vim era bimuberis b'sheni yasa b'sheni. If it happened originally in the shana, which in a year which was muberis in the second month, then obviously you do it in the second month. If we're being kaveya to make a suda to remember that, it's considered a suda mitzvah because you're doing the zecher niflos Hashem, so therefore it gets a din of a mitzvah. Vatinus, they can't fast. Avol veil is a kol yamal noig by the rishon. It is noig. Vim nodu beferish lisalus bepurim katan. Now, as a person say explicitly, you're not supposed to fast. But he made a neder deraisa to fast. So this is derbona. What's going to happen? Yeshar yeshar medachal a neder. Tavirak minig ba'alma. It's not a derbona. It's only a minig. If you said explicitly that day, so you said explicitly that day, you'd have to fast. Fine. So the Purim is the 14th. The Krochim celebrate on the 15th, but the 15th of the second order. So the 15th of the first order doesn't have the limitation, the mitzvah being marbed by mishta v'simcha. So he says, so we don't do that. We do that there's a mishta b'simcha, but we do a little bit more. You should do something more. He would have a meal. He would invite people. It's always a good idea to celebrate these type of things, and therefore you are... Therefore, it's a good idea to do it. So he's sort of supporting that idea because it's in general, it's a good idea to celebrate the simchas of Klal Yisrael. Okay, Tam and Yishlam, Shevach Lekel Borei Olam.